What is that noise?
Mike, for like the 15 years that I owned Carnov, I never knew there was a swimming stage, which means I was not as good at video games as I thought as a kid.
Oh yeah, you probably played the first level like
Like 3,000 times, and maybe I got to the second level once.
yeah, once. Yeah, there is a swimming level and it's as with all swimming levels, it totally sucks ass.
You know what? As far as swimming levels go,
Stop it.
it's not the worst.
As far as
I will say this, I'm pretty stuck.
I
I've been on this level for 2 days now. My
right.
analog has been on overnight so that I don't lose my progress.
Right.
I don't think I'm going to get past it.
All right.
But I
Well,
did feel the same way about the T-Rex that I beat recently on level four before this.
right.
Oh my God, the T-Rex is back! Literally, the second that I said that. Why isn't he? Oh, I have to hit him in the head. Okay. I've heard that mute. Did you hear that music just now? The death music?
I didn't hear it,
Because.
but I'm
Oh,
familiar.
okay. Okay, well, I heard it in my sleep last night. That's how many times I heard it yesterday.
You're a Karnov failure, is pretty much it.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say fan. Yeah, you kind of swung it in a different direction, which is fine. I can own that I'm not great at this game. It's a tough game. But there are some really interesting characters in this game, like some of the more interesting looking enemies that I've ever seen. Like at one point, there's just handsome bodybuilder men that knee drop you
Well, I
in the same
feel,
stage as robots and rock monsters.
yeah, I appreciate that they're handsome and they're taking the time to knee drop me though in the game.
Yeah, sure.
If someone was going to knee drop you would probably prefer that one they were in shape.
Yeah, they take care of themselves, clearly, so I respect them. They have my respect.
They have immediately they have your respect.
Yeah.
Right. Well, what it comes down to is, would you rather be knee dropped by someone like me or someone like you? And I
Oh
think
my God.
most of our
Yeah.
listeners would prefer a toddy 2K knee drop.
Yeah, that's probably true. I mean, they would probably go much better for them.
Yes. Oh, I'm sure they're probably like, I don't know, that might be like a same day release from the hospital. Like, but for me, it's like, I don't know if
Yeah.
he's gonna make it.
Right. And then they would probably also have to help you up, which would be awkward.
Right. It'd be like, I
Like, I
got him.
knee dropped you, but I'm also going to need you to help me to get up now.
Right, but now my back, like I'm in traction, like
Yeah.
something's wrong. Yeah, like
Yeah.
I'm putting the body on the line if I'm taking someone else out. That's my struggle. Right?
So, fans, if you ever have a choice for either of us to have to knee drop you, you know your answer now. It's one less thing you need to worry about there out in the big, wide, scary world that it's the world we live in today. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. A nice day. Got the kids out of the park today. So
Beautiful.
we're walking around. It's near the water. We're taking a lap here. It's lovely. But interesting, when I pulled up, it used to be totally free to just come here and park and get
Sure.
out and do whatever you want. Now they charge people $5, $10, depending,
And
whatever, a car.
by totally free, you mean the $18,000 a year in property taxes you pay.
Yes.
Right.
That's what
Okay.
I mean. Exactly.
Right.
That's
Okay.
exactly correct.
Great.
But you used to pull up and just park. But
Sure.
today they were like, are you here for the event? And I
Are
wanted to
you
just.
sure this was like a town thing, though, or just some guy who figured that people weren't going to ask questions?
Well, here's the thing. If it's not, I respect him anyway, and I
Me
paid
too.
because one, he had a shirt on that said it
Okay.
was like neon yellow staff. You know
Sure.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I
Yeah, of
respect
course.
that move right away. At least
Easy.
he had to put money in the middle to try to get money from it.
We have to,
So.
Mike, you have to spend money to make money.
You have to spend money to make money. So, and he also had a sign that clearly
Oh.
indicated, it was one of those fold-out
Okay.
signs,
So he has a friend who's a printer.
right?
He
A
can do
friend who's a
shirts and
printer,
signs.
shirts and signs, right? Which is also in our strip mall next to
Right,
the
shirts and
suds and
signs.
skirts.
Yeah. Oh, Mike, can we tell the audience really quick, not to di divert you too much, about the new strip mall edition?
Yeah.
So, we came up with a really great idea for a tailor in our strip
You
mall.
did. I'm surprised that wasn't a phone call. You had to te you texted me.
Oh, it was Mike. It was 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was in a meeting with my CEO.
Okay,
There was
fair.
no way I could make that a phone call. If
Right,
I
right.
could have, I would have. It's Peter Pants, guys.
Yeah. Peter Pants, guys. Peter Pants,
Peter
guys.
Pants.
Peter.
Okay, so you show up, you have the shady guy who knows a printer, got some shirts and signs printed. You gave him $5, cash only, obviously.
Yeah. Dude, oh my God, I'm in the park right now. As previously mentioned, I just realized there's like some kind of childhood archery thing going on down
no
here.
No way. Get dude, Charlie bunch, involved.
Dude, there's a bunch of little Hawkeyes down here.
future oh Hawkeyes of America.
Yeah,
future, FHA.
But you could be a business leader or a future Hawkeye.
I know which one I'd pick.
Right, the big bucks are in the future Hawkeyes, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
If the show Hawkeye taught us anything, he does great. He's mentally healthy and everything, and has no worries about being a totally dysfunctional fuck up of a dad.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh my God, there's people I'm gonna watch. They don't think I'm like creeping up on them. Dude, they got targets set up, and they have like a whole thing.
Wow. Peter Pants.
Peter Pants is incredible.
Maybe we could get them to sponsor the uniforms or something
for the Hawkeye guys. This guy's taking a shot. Did he hit it? I didn't even see where it went.
How did he do?
I don't know. But I feel like I'm making him self-conscious by watching. I'm going to walk away. But
are they watching you watching them?
Like maybe, I don't know. But that is, I'm watching.
He's just going to be like aimed at the target, and he's just going to slowly turn towards you with the bow completely pulled back.
Right.
And you're probably going to have to run, which is not going to be great.
I think they probably have people in the trees. You know, if I was setting this up, they put the best guys in the trees to make sure that people don't sneak up. It's like the, you know, where the teddy bears have their picnic. You know, it's like nobody knows where it is. This is where they're, you know, beneath the trees where nobody sees. And now they have like, you know, Hawkeyes in the trees.
Mike, did you change your name because of the season on our phone call here? Because your last name at the moment says Jet Ski.
No, it's actually my favorite fake name ever for anything that I sign up for is Chet Jet Ski.
But I thought it was Chet Chetsky.
It is, but
why did it come up as jet ski? Are you feeling summery?
I am feeling a little summery, but
okay,
also
you're in the park.
I'm in the park.
You're near the water.
I'm in the So it's either like if I'm a beach dude, you know, like if I'm like, hey man, like if I work at like a resort, it's Chet Jet Ski. They're like, oh, you're like, dude, go down and speak to Jet Ski. And then it's like, okay, cool. But like if I'm, I don't know, on some kind of like special op in like deep behind enemy lines in Russia, it's Chet Jet Ski.
Or future Hawkeye training.
It's Chechetsky. Right.
I think you should find out what the minimum age is for the Hawkeye training here, and you should probably get Charlie involved.
Maybe I should. Dude, it's kind of crazy. I wasn't expecting to see it. I walked right over a hill. It's set up. It's a whole setup.
At that age, Mike, nothing is cooler than shooting a bow and arrow.
I know. And you know what's crazy is we have one. One year when Gabe was young.
Uh-huh. Yep. Someone, not surprised. Yep.
He had a birthday party and everyone gave the normal gifts, but the weird family, because there's a weird family.
Okay.
Fair enough. It's not you, but even though you're weird, it's not you.
Fair.
They gave him weapons. I'm actually carrying one right now in my back pocket. It's a little slingshot that now Charlie uses to shoot rocks into the ocean.
Cool. But,
so they gave him a slingshot and they gave him a bow and arrow set.
Not smart.
Todd, can I tell you? What do you think was on the end of these arrows? Because it wasn't suction cups, friend.
Maybe like a big foam ball?
No, sir. They're metal tipped.
Okay.
I'm still waiting to confirm if they're armor piercing. I don't even know.
Are they explosive or ice arrows? Can they shoot fire? Can they be ignited?
There was just a picture of Rambo on the box. What's funny is that...
And it came with like a gauze kit, which is weird.
Gauze, you're going to need this.
And like Betadine.
We recommend you unwrap gauze kit first.
Right. Yeah. Be prepared, folks.
Right. Exactly. You might have to burn the wound shut. You don't know what's going to be going on. So she called in, the mother called and apologized, being like, I didn't realize, like, oh my God. I don't know how it got by her or who purchased the gift and who wrapped it. But for some reason, she called and played dumb and very nice, by the way, the family. But like, they were kind of like, oh, sorry that we gave your child weapons. I'll tell you what, like, they never saw that. Like, the slingshot finally made its way into circulation because it's a little wood slingshot, not a big deal. Get a couple of pebbles.
Funny enough, I was looking to get a slingshot recently so that Gray could do that very same thing, just shoot some rocks in the water.
You can't get them in New York. They don't let you order them.
Okay, well, you know, it's a good thing that we have the internet.
Yeah, well, because I tried to get one. Right, exactly. I mean, you can, you know, just drop Chet Chetsky and you'll get one anywhere. But
exactly.
You, like, dude, there's, like... I tried to get like a wrist rocket, like off Amazon. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, God. Like those are actually armor piercing.
Right. And they were like, And they were like, oh, yeah, like, here's all the, where do you want it shipped? I was like, New York? They're like, no.
Okay. No, I was like, no, no, no. Two things we can't ship to New York at the moment. It's weed and wrist rockets. Other than that, you're fine.
Right. If
can
you
I interest
wrist
you in
rocket,
Vicodin?
Right. If you want to go to a wrist rocket / gun show, then there's a loophole where I could buy a wrist rocket and a gun right. and just walk out. But,
right. We should probably go to a wrist rocket gun show.
We should go to a wrist rocket. Why wouldn't we go to a wrist rocket? That's we'll put
know.
That on
we
the have, list.
Just hasn't come up yet. Yeah. I am searching for a specific Tyrannosaurus Rex. Perry has about 50 of them, as you well know and may have mentioned to the audience. He actually genuinely thinks he's a dinosaur.
Right. That is the video you sent me was
yep.
advanced.
He just stomps and roars. He calls himself Perry T-Rex. He introduces himself as Perry T-Rex. People call him Perry T-Rex at the pool. Like, it's a thing. He thinks he's a dinosaur. He's
has
missing
he,
his red.
So has he changed his pronouns?
Yeah, he has. T-Rex.
T/Rex or
yeah.
whatever
yeah.
it is.
Dinosaur T/Rex.
I respect that. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. He knows who he is.
Going all in. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I am desperately searching for the red T-Rex, probably one of 30. This one's the red one, though. And we had a morning. Oh, no. I found the red Triceratops. But you know what's great is, so he's two. And he's getting, so dinosaurs are his thing, like trains were Gray's thing.
Yeah.
They're, you know, they're totally his thing. It's, he is one, so he obviously, you know, is well acclimated to them. But he's now at the stage where he knows them, and it's really cute.
Yeah.
Like, he could tell you this is a Brachiosaurus. He could tell you this is a Triceratops.
Yeah. Dude, we got to get him together with Charlie, because Charlie sleeps with a dinosaur field guide under his pillow.
Oh, my God. Okay.
He collects
Done.
Them. He knows all about it. He started watching Dinosaur Train really early.
And oh, yep, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you can find all those old reruns on, because that was
Dinosaur
like some,
Train.
Dinosaur Train. Yeah,
yeah,
and I love
it's a great
and
song.
And I love how they're just like, they get past the dinosaurs not being anywhere near one another.
Oh, yeah.
Time-wise.
Time-wise, yeah.
Like,
oh. Sure.
They're like, it's a time travel train. Like,
yeah,
you get
exactly.
That from Doc Brown?
Exactly.
Like, yeah, nice try. You're screwing up my kids. It's not chronological. Doesn't matter. Doesn't
yeah,
matter.
No, it's fine. They're all together. Yeah, no, Dinosaur Train's a great show. All right, done. So we'll get the boys together to talk dinosaurs.
Yeah,
and I'll stick with Gabe with Gray because they can just Roblox and Minecraft it up.
Yeah, totally.
Great, done.
It's a perfect fit.
Mike, I mentioned on our last show that we are working on a new Belvedere and Alf episode, and you decided to send me some research.
You needed some.
I mean, to be honest, I was going to throw this whole thing away because you got me issue 2 through 35 of the Alf Marvel comic. And I don't have a number one.
I know. Well, you know
why. Which is a little because it's number one.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing for real.
April 88, by the way. That's when this started.
Yes. I needed to weigh it out. And I got to tell you my thought process here. So here's the thing. A lot of the ALFs number ones that you can buy on eBay were totally within reach and affordable, but they're CGC rated and in that plastic case.
Oh, no. I'm going to want to read this.
I would
crack that case open.
I know you would.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, and they're not even that crazy expensive. And I was like, I think Todd would appreciate just the material.
I want the work. Yeah. I want the research here. Like,
yeah. And dude, when I saw some of these covers.
I've got to go through some of these covers with you. Do you have a minute?
I do. I've for you and Alf, always.
Okay, great. Perry's T-Rex can wait. He is currently at the pool. Hopefully his mind's off the T-Rex. And I'll have that for him when he gets home.
Okay.
So the first one is we have a family barbecue with Alf just taking a picture of the audience saying, hey, a customer.
I love, that's my favorite cover.
Which is great. Oh, there's so many better ones. There's one where for some reason, Willie has crashed into clearly Alf's home instead of the reverse, and he's calling Willie an ALF, alien life form,
oh,
and he's surrounded by a bunch of other Alfs. Yeah.
Is it a what if? Oh,
and
my
it
God.
Says, yeah, so at the title says Alf, but then next to it says surprise, Willie lands on Melmac. Now, let me tell you something, Mike.
Tell me.
If you remember the first treatment that I sent you for the next episode of Alf and Belvedere was them going to Melmac.
Yep, I do.
So
yes.
Clearly, we're on the same wavelength, me and the writers of the Marvel Alf in 1988.
it's just like I told you when I because I didn't tell you what it was, but I told you I got you something because you're recovering from some minor procedure
from being too healthy.
Right, from being
chronically healthy.
Chronically healthy. Yeah, you're recovering from being chronically healthy. Yeah. I thought maybe he could use some new reading material, keep you busy while he's on the mend.
That's right.
I told you I sent you something. I didn't tell you what it was, but I told you that you were the only other person on the planet that I thought deserved to have these. I didn't think, when I saw them on eBay, I was like, no one should have these, but
there's no one else.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're being buried in a coffin, I'll slip them in with you.
It's going to be tricky. It all depends on how attached Perry is to it at the time, but the ALF phone may need to come in with me. Perry and the ALF phone are like Calvin and Hobbes. He doesn't really do much without consulting the ALF phone first. So Tracy hated that the ALF phone was in the house when it first came into the house because, one, it's huge, two, it smells. Perry loves it now, she's totally fine with it, which is great.
That's good. So, my apologies.
No, Tracy. It's fine. It's so great.
Sorry. Here's what's going to happen. When you go, I mean, I'm going to go first, so I'm going to need to set up instructions with Gabe or someone to pull this off, but I want them to lower you into the ground and then in a slightly smaller coffin, the ALF phone.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we could just get, you know, one of those very incredibly sad, you know, coffins for little guys.
For little guys, and just inside just the ALF phone, and on the back it just says, don't go away, we'll be right back.
It still hurts when I laugh, but I'm okay with it at the moment. Oh, boy. Well, I tell you this. You have set yourself up for multiple episodes of ALF and Belvedere because there's so much material here I want to work with. Well, the next cover, it's ALF calls himself the Fantastic Fur. He's flying. He's wearing a gingham-like cloth around him. That looks like a cape. It says the Fantastic Fur of the Rescue. And then from the house, someone is saying, does anyone know what happened to our tablecloth?
Brilliant.
So, you know, funny. There's an elephant on the cover of the next one. ALF has a collar around it and a leash. And he says, no problem. Harry's house broken. The next one, ALF is wearing like a very 80s... like really kind of dazzling blazer with a very skinny tie and the collar popped, and it says the sexiest face on earth.
Oh my god,
it's a great one. Like I would frame this.
That's the one that looks like it's like a People magazine cover, right?
Exactly. It's like the sexiest man alive, but it says sexiest face on earth, except for, and then it lists pretty much every celebrity at the moment, which is a real time capsule. It's like Tom Cruise, Ted Danson, Sting, Bon Jovi, Robert Redford. And then the funny thing is that the Mikhail Baryshnikov, and then the last one says George Burns. And then a parenthesis continued inside. So it's a really cool time capsule, these ones, but I want you when I'm finished with this, going through some of these covers, I want to go through some of the back of the covers.
Okay.
Because there's a really incredible G.I. Joe one. The next one, Willie is covered in paint, Al standing in front of him, and there's a paint can between them, and Willie says, Gesundheit.
Okay, solid.
Which is
joke.
Great. ALF is now sitting with a lawnmower inside of the house. Some very smarmy guy smoking a cigar is there with him. And he's saying, that's Tanner's lawnmower. That's his toolbox. And that's his weed whacker. And then ALF saying, hey, Trevor, think you could borrow Tanner's cat? So not the best of them. Uh-huh. There's a really great kind of calendar one, where ALF's kind of made up his own holidays. Give a present to a wall day is on there, with ALF holding a present next to a wall. Play with your spaghetti day, sit on a friend day, eat your calendar day, and then there's some images of the calendar being eaten by ALF, saying, needs salt.
It's almost anti-humor. So so what's interesting here is, who's the ALF guy?
Oh, I can't remember his name right now.
Isn't it Paul something? Why don't I remember the guy's name? The guy
I
who did the puppet.
Yeah. I can't remember it now for some reason, even though I've been trying to find him. He's not on any social networks. We've been trying to. Paul Fusco. Right.
Fusco. Got it. Yeah, of course. Did he write any of these?
It's a good question. Let's find out.
Is he
No, a guy
credited?
named Mike Gallagher did most of it. And he actually, as far as like the major credits go, he's not even listed. So Marvel
Interesting.
must have just bought it
Bought
outright.
Alf, yeah.
Yeah.
God, that could have been a
Yeah.
job for you, man. That could have
I
been
know.
all written by
Like, this is
Jonathan.
making me really sad that like there's not a possibility of resurrection. Well, you know what? Listen, there's always talk about Alf coming back. Like, if you look up like Alf reunion or Alf reboot, like there's always like they're just about to get started on a new project. Like every time since we've started this now 2 years ago, like trying to get this off the ground, there's always a new project. So I think we'll be involved when it does happen.
I mean, I can't imagine you're not the first. They call you before they call Fusco because they
They
need to,
yeah, yeah.
you could be, because they're like, listen, we have a full season order and we have to write it in 2 weeks. And you're like, I'll do it in 2 days. Like,
Yeah,
that's
no, I'll
all
do
you.
it tonight.
I'll do it tonight. I can do it. Let me call you back with all of
Yeah.
them. Like, it won't
Yeah,
take that long.
give me 20 minutes. There'll be typos, but I can promise you if you gave me 2 weeks, there still would be. So you're not really losing much. The next one we have Alf, like it's a marble notebook, and the subject says Alf goes back to school and he says, I'm pledging Alpha Ada chicken thigh.
Oh my
And
God,
he's
brilliant.
holding chicken thigh.
Brilliant. Is it like, is it back? So it's like back to, is it like, I wonder if that from a little
A
Dangerfield
little
back to
Rodney
school.
Dangerfield, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Alf's now cooking bread
Wait, hey,
with a
hold on.
book. Yeah.
Sidebar, best joke in Back to School of many, my favorite. What a great freaking movie.
It's a
But
great
my
movie.
favorite is when he's straight up yelling at Kurt Vonnegut for writing the Kurt Vonnegut paper.
Right.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And
Say,
another
huh?
thing, Vonnegut, you know?
Another thing, Vonnegut. Which,
And just slams the door on Kurt Vonnegut, whatever. He hangs up on him on the
yep.
phone and yells at him later. Whatever it is,
It's
that
Back to
whole
School is a
thing,
great movie. It's a
it's
great
so
movie.
good. It's so good. Go
I
ahead.
love that they like dyed his hair and like tried to make him a bit of a movie star instead of just like a very ugly comedian, which he like, kind of made his bones off of being.
Right,
But there was
exactly.
like a little bit of like a star quality Dangerfield they had for a moment, which was really funny.
Yeah.
This one here is and actually something really funny, just I'll get to it. So he has a book called 1002 Ways to Bake Bread, and he's saying something's gone awry. RYE, and the bread has a mouth and is trying to eat Alf.
And
So quite the reversal.
they got 25 pages out of that, out of
Yeah,
him
I
baking
mean,
bread.
Mike, I'm going to read every one of these and I'm probably going to have to do a few more reports. But on the next cover, he's holding a hobo bag on a stick with a cat stuffed in it.
Which is
Funny
one of our
enough,
favorite
guys.
things. Our one of our
Yeah.
favorite things is hobo bags on sticks.
He's doing a hobo bag on a stick in the next episode.
Oh my God. I know.
Remember that? That's how he shows up. Yeah.
I know. Oh my
Yeah.
God. We love hobo bags on sticks. I
So
don't know why.
I don't know. I mean, it's just like the funniest thing. Like the idea of the word hobo or tramp is just hysterically funny. And I love how hobos and tramps, like especially how they've been shown throughout history, like they're usually wearing like a tuxedo
Right,
that's like
but
all beat up. And it's like, did you lose everything in one night? Like, did it go from like attending the Met Gala to living in a barrel in a
Yeah.
course of 12
Did
hours?
they kick you out of your limousine onto Avenue D? What's going
Right. Exactly.
on here?
From Midtown to Alphabet City, is it?
Right. And then there's a little bit, we also love it because there's a little bit of Chaplin in it, which we
There's
both,
a little bit of
there's
Chaplin
a
in it.
little bit
That's
of
right.
Chaplin
Yep.
in it. Okay.
There's a swimsuit issue, very Sports Illustrated-like.
Okay.
He's covering up two very beautiful ladies wearing his swimsuit, and he's saying, "Come on, ladies, if I've got the cards, so should you." Probably wouldn't fly today.
No,
There's
absolutely not.
the next one. He's holding a baby, and he says, "You be the judge of the cuteness award." Alf's also dressed like a baby. He's wearing a diaper and a bonnet.
25
So,
pages from that, okay.
25 pages from that, there's clearly Colossus is actually in this one, but only his arm.
From the
It says,
X-Men?
yeah, it says Professor Charles Xylophone School for Gifted Mel Mutants. And
Oh my God.
it's in this issue, meet Melmac's greatest superheroes, the Uncanned X-Melmen.
Oh
So
my
they
God.
really leaned into, their Marvel properties here.
Crossover. I love it.
Crossover issue. Rhonda's back, which is one of Alf's girlfriends, which has been referenced a few times in the show. There's
Yep.
the Silver Anniversary issue. They really tried to go through. Oh, Mike, there's a 3D issue, 3D cover.
God! How did you not? You lead with the 3D issue or the
I
glasses in it?
did no. The thing is, there's no glasses in it, but this is the only one that isn't bagged, and it says, "Here are your free 3D glasses. Make sure your storekeeper hasn't taken them," which is really funny. the storekeeper didn't, but the collector that sold this bum lot to you did. Oh, Wings and Wheels, an ad for Wings and Wheels is in here. I actually used to be subscribed to that. So yeah, I only went through about half of them, and then I said, I have to wait to go through the rest of them live with Mike because he needs to be part of me doing this. All right, I'll put that one in the post for this episode.
Yes, please.
There's not much left. There's one where Alf's kind of, there's a wanted sign, and then there's one where there's a very Run DMC. Alf has a Mercedes, clearly like a hood ornament on a necklace around his neck, and he's scratching a record. And that's the last one that we have. I'm not sure if 35 is where the series ended, but I'm going to have to do some research because I'm going to want a full collection at this point. But Mike, all right, I'll put that in the post. Mike, on the back of these issues, it's a really cool ad for G.I. Joe, and it says, now you can be the next Joe. And I want your help with filling out how we can be real American heroes and get a G.I. Joe action figure of us, plus our own personalized file card.
Us 24 years ago or whatever.
Right. I wonder what would happen if I sent this in.
You're the only one that could come close to passing some kind of Joe challenge.
Yeah, no, I'd be fine.
Yeah, I could be like Paulie Dear Rocky. I could sit there and like eat a sandwich and be like, "Come on, Todd," you know.
Yeah, I mean, so, listen.
Well, I guess that's Mickey, but Paulie's
Mike,
heavier.
That's true. You're definitely a more of a Paulie than a Mickey.
More of a
Paulie
than a Mickey.
Yeah,
no, it's fair enough. I'm not gonna.
Yeah,
own
I'm
Jim.
Sorry. I think that's, yeah, I think fair. Kevbo would be more Mickey than you.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair. I think.
So
only have you, but then you got to buy
but
me
Mike,
a robot.
But Mike, even in the, that's fine. I will buy you a robot, but, okay, or you'll buy a robot with my money. More like the truth of the what happened there. But Mike, even the Joes, someone needs to be doing paperwork.
Okay.
So yeah, you're good.
I'm good.
All right. So we have to fill out the enlistment form card below and develop our own top secret file card. All right. So you make up your own special G.I. Joe code name. You have 20 letters. Go. Is it Barge? Same as American Gladiator?
I think it is, but can we add something so it sounds like, could it be like, we need something to spice up Barge, Todd. It needs to be like, because I got 25 characters to work with.
You got 20.
Oh,
don't
20?
Be greedy. Yeah, it's
all
20.
Right. I won't be greedy. I don't know. Maybe it's like, you know, hey, maybe if I did like Sea Ops, I could be Aqua Barge.
Aqua Barge, great! I love it. It also could be a really cheap cologne fragrance title.
It's not cheap, Todd. I have it, and it smells terrible.
It's what happens when you combine the smoked meat of two different animals on one sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. All right, Aqua Barge it is. All right, so you would most characterize yourself as, and you can choose one: a leader, a corpsman, or a loner.
Do they have?
Oh, wait, do you want the description of what those are?
No, I just want to put Song and Dance Man.
Okay, I will add in a D, Song and Dance Man.
Yes,
all right.
Put Song, Aqua Barge, Song and Dance Man, reporting
okay.
for duty. Yeah.
All right, great. You're at your best, check one, high stress situation, when endurance is called for, when faced with a difficult decision, or in the heat of action.
At the deli counter.
At the deli counter. All right, so, all right, E, at the deli counter.
At
okay,
the, right,
that's
yeah,
fine.
Write that in, yeah.
Okay, I will. A G.I. Joe team member considers you to be a good friend to all, always there when someone needs a hand, the type of man who inspires respect, an offbeat combination of military skill and artistic talent, or a maverick, no one can keep up with you for long.
Maybe a bit of a maverick. I might not have to add my own. Maybe I'm a maverick for this one, or I'm someone you can count on a sandwich for.
Okay. I think we should stick with the boxes when we can.
Okay.
So
Maverick.
As much as I appreciate the additional, okay, let's stick with Maverick. Okay. Maverick. Service branch: Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard. We already know that.
Yeah, it's Coast Guard or Marines,
Coast Guard.
Right?
Yeah, Coast it's Coast Guard. Guard okay. I think. Yeah, I think yeah. Coast Guard. I'm not sure right. if you're.
Or wait, did Marine. They say Navy?
They did. Yeah, it should be Navy, shouldn't it?
I think Navy, right? I mean,
I
Coast Guard.
Know.
I feel like
it just seems like so much more responsibility in the Navy than it does to be in the Coast Guard. But
I know,
I
right?
I
feel like Coast Guard. I could like eat more sandwiches on a boat.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. Like, no criticism of Coast Guard or anything, but I feel like
absolutely not. We are not trying to do that. I'm just not
a bit
the guy.
More, Like, there's SEALs in the Navy. There's no SEALs in the Coast Guard.
Dude, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
No respect to the Coast Guards. You guys do your duty. But for me, there's no way that I should be even in this on the same team as Navy SEALs people.
I should agree with you.
Yeah.
Like, Jesse Ventura and you probably shouldn't share.
No, sir.
Yeah.
No, sir.
A branch. No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So number six, primary military specialty. There's a bunch here. I'm going to try to go through them quick. So pay attention and try to remember which one you think. Infantry, medic, airborne, pilot, intelligence, artillery, armor, SEAL, communications, jungle warfare, special forces, martial arts.
Communications.
Yep, that's probably right. That's what's also your major in college, right?
Close enough.
Okay, got secondary specialty. Computers, drill instructor, rifle instructor, laser weapons, combat engineer, gunner's mate, counter espionage, radar, electronics, machinist, frogman.
Oh my God, that's a lot of options.
I know.
Did you say sandwich maker?
I did.
You did? Okay, put that down then. That was on there? Okay.
That was on there. Yeah, it was D.
Okay, D. Great.
I would love if this was a real thing and we could actually get a G.I. Joe action figure and a file card and a Steel Brigade patch.
Oh, God. What dude, Things you know, we, at the very least, we could have Rena design me a fake, fake card.
Yeah, that's probably true. I'm going to save this. I'll add this into the post as well so people can do their own version of this. But, Mike, there's three more questions that are going to round out who you are as a Joe. There's a weapons expert. You can check two.
Oh, okay. Great.
M16.
I'm not
XM76 grenade launcher.
No, I'm not great with that either.
Bowling ball.
It's what?
Okay, that's not there, but I feel like it should be for you. M2 Brown and Cal heavy machine gun, Law rocket system, M11 submachine gun, reflex crossbow. Okay, that could be cool. M7.
Be cool.
All right, so let's go. Yeah, the rest of them, there's lots of numbers here. It's kind of throwing me off. Let's go with reflex crossbow and bowling ball.
I think that's a good balance for me.
Yeah, because I don't think an expert all NATO and Warsaw Pact small arms is probably going to be good for you.
That doesn't sound like me right off the bat, but
no. All right, this is a fun one. Second to last, martial arts expert. You can check two.
Okay.
You got Taekwondo, Kung Fu, Jiu-Jitsu, Zen sword, Karate, not Katate, real karate, and throwing stars.
Whoa, throwing stars is on there?
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
you can pick two.
Okay, well, definitely throwing stars because one of the only things I have is good eye-hand coordination.
That's true. You can throw. We did mention that when we were talking about you teaching Little League.
Yeah, I can totally
throw and catch. All right, throwing stars. I feel like you should add in a hand-to-hand here as well. I mean, it would be cool to have throwing stars and swords, but if you can't manage yourself hand-to-hand, you're going to be in trouble. So you want Kung Fu, Karate, Jiu-Jitsu, or Taekwondo? I think you got to go Kung Fu, right?
Yeah, if only because I'm a fan of the NES game.
Yep, okay, good. Done. All right, so last one is your schooling and training. You can check three.
Okay.
All right, so there's sandwich making school.
I think you're lying to me, but that's definitely one.
Airborne school, Recondo school, Special Forces school, Ranger school, flight warrant officers, jungle warfare, desert training, SEAL school, military intelligence school, and emergency medicine school.
Okay. I think it's jungle warfare.
Okay. Obviously.
I think it's Nerf football throwing. Was that on there?
Okay. Yep. Nerf football throwing, jungle warfare. That's two. You get one more.
Right. And I get one more.
Airborne school, Recondo school, Special Forces school, Ranger school, Flight Warrant school, Desert training, SEALs school, Military Intelligence school, Emergency Medical school.
Emergency Medical school.
I feel like that would be worth it for you to have, if only to help yourself.
Well, I'm certainly shooting myself in the foot.
That's right? What I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somehow I'm going to shoot myself with an arrow, which is like, how do you even do that? You know,
you have to like shooting yourself with a gun. I can see it. It can happen. Shooting yourself with an arrow, you would have to actually pull the bow back and aim at yourself to hit yourself.
Yeah. Or I'd have to be trying to launch it with my foot in some way or in some kind of cartoon fashion. I shoot it into some kind of elbow joint and it goes through there, defying all physics, not bending and breaking the arrow, looping back through the elbow joint and coming back towards me. Does that make sense?
I mean, it does for you. Perfect, actually. So, Mike, you have rounded out you as a Joe. And, you know, it's just a shame that we can't go ahead and get this action figure and file card and Steel Brigade patch made by sending this order form in for $7.50 plus $1.50 shipping.
Yeah,
this,
that's too
this,
bad.
By the way, yeah, this offer was good until December 31st, 1988. So, you know, it's been a while.
Wait, did you say 88 or 2020?
No, it was 88 that I said. Yeah, it was a while ago now.
It wasn't 2028? Okay.
And remember, this was back in the day where you had to allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery for pretty much anything that wasn't something you could buy in stores. Like, people today, kids today especially, don't realize. Like, when I show Perry, like, a dinosaur set on Amazon and it's here in 4 hours,
yeah,
like, they don't understand waiting for, like, anything we ordered off of TV or from a comic book to literally, and if it said 6 to 8 weeks, it was more like 8 to 16.
Yeah, if you got it at all.
If you got it at all, yeah. Right. It was just a crapshoot.
Right. It was a real lesson in disappointment, I think.
Yeah. I was going to say discipline, but disappointment's probably a better way to describe it.
Yeah, and I'm not really comfortable being a Joe. I think I'm more of like a schmo. Is that, can I send it in to schmo? Also, I know you said we're past the date, but you're telling me that even if I overnight it, if I FedEx overnight it, it still won't be there on time?
I don't think so, Mike.
No? Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, man. I would have been a good schmo.
G.I. Schmo.
G.I. Schmo.
A real American hero. It still works.
Yeah, or a real American zero.
Ah. That's it. Yeah.
I think we've landed on it.
Guess what?
What?
I got 5 minutes to 5 or 10 minutes before Perry gets back, so I need to redouble my efforts of finding this T-Rex.
Okay, that's fair enough. So I think this is where I bid you adieu, and I go work on my sandwich training and my and all my other stuff.
Yeah, just remember, you can be the next Joe.
Or Schmo.